Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest, a good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, and the author of Teleworking and Telecommuting, among other books. He's our good friend. Jeff, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's always great to be here. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. And Jeff, you got websites on your mind today, don't you?
I got websites on my mind. It's over the past 6 to 8 months, they've been the bane of my existence as a small business owner. You know, I've had a site for six or so years, started out with Going Soho, and then we created Chief Home Officer, and then I went so far as to take my name, Jeff Zabar, and throw a .com on the end,
yep.
And then go public with myself and lose a bunch of money, and, you know, and then we're starting over. But websites, as many small business owners know, can be great. They can be difficult. You got to hire outsiders to do a lot of work and do your hosting, and it can be great.
Take a lot of your time. You got to noodle around with it with them and tell them that you want this little curly Q over here and that little one over there, and
exactly
and takes six times to get it done right. All that.
Yeah, you know what I did early on when I had my website is as a writer. I write a lot of articles that I feel are useful to small business owners, whether on design or technology or motivation or organization, you know, whatever the case may be, business strategies. I went to my webmaster at the time, and instead of saying, you know, I have a site, an area on my site called Home Office Success Stories, and instead of going to him and saying, David, can you post this new Home Office Success Story? David, can you post this new one? And doing that once a month, and really we had a barter system where I was writing stuff for him, and he was giving me, you know, his time mm-hmm. to do changes to my site. I said, you know, enough of this, because I'd like to have my site robust. I'd like to make changes on the fly. I'd like to tweak it. I had him, for a couple hundred dollars, set up a little application in my site that allowed me to do that myself.
Really?
And that really made a difference where I can go in and I don't have to call him, or I didn't at the time have to call him to post a new article, post a new tip. I couldn't change any of the design, but when I put up a tip, there was a little box in the tips page
right.
that would refresh. And if you went to the bottom, it said read more tips than the old one.
And you were able to go in administratively and make those changes, but only you could do it because it's behind a password.
Exactly. So I was able to password protected, go in there, make the changes. And I mean, again, this is very simple stuff in the sense that it was only these two areas. I mean, he could have done more for me. It was all that I needed.
Now, some other, you know, as you know, there's the programs like Front Page, which allows you know, regular folks to basically develop their websites themselves without any help. You know, depending on how capable they are. But you're not talking about that. You're talking about getting somebody else to design your site, but
right.
you having control of the content.
Well, that's what was the deal then. Now, you know, you can use Front Page. You can use Dreamweaver. My brother created an entire website on WordPad because all HTML, you know, the language of the web is a bunch of coding that you type in, and you can type in codes for colors and for fonts and things like that. And he created an entire site full of photographs using WordPad. So there's simple ways to do it, but I'm a writer. Okay, I'm a good old country writer, just like Jim Bones was a good old country doctor on Star Trek. You know, I don't have the time to go learn Front Page, okay?
Right.
And I don't have the focus to do it. A little bit of ADD here. I can't sit and focus and learn that. So what I did is I have another friend and a company that I've written for in the past and written about in the past called Acrosoft, and they create an application where when you buy their service, they can or you can hire someone to design your site. But then once it's up, you can change everything.
You got control of the whole thing, even the graphics and all that?
Everything.
Wow.
Everything. And there takes a little bit of learning to really come to understand it. But I was toying with it, and it's, you know, Chief Home Officer right now went live yesterday.
Yeah,
on
it looks
that.
Good, too, by the way.
Thank you very much with that service. I mean, it's only been like 6 months in the making since
yeah.
my old webmaster went AWOL on me, which necessitated this move.
Which is another, which is something, you know, people listening right now, Jeff, have experienced that.
Yeah.
I mean, they got the kid down the street to do their website, and then he went off to college and wouldn't return their calls or whatever,
right.
You know, and
exactly.
And so they're stuck with this thing that they didn't pay much for it, but they didn't get much for it either.
My situation was exactly that. That I didn't, you know, it was a barter. So I paid him for hosting, but then he took ill, and he was AWOL for 3 solid months. And the week he went ill, my site went down.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I think I had it rebooted after 2 weeks, but 2 weeks with no site. I mean, it was unbearable.
When you are trying to do business online, folks, and somebody holds you hostage, whether it be their fault or not their fault, you're still being held hostage. It's a horrible feeling, isn't it, Jeff?
It's brutal. It's terrible. It, as much as we want to be a digital economy and a digital universe, as it were, because I'm not doing online. You know, when I went with this new design, I said, take off all the sales stuff, because I'm not really, like, for my books, we'll have to tweak that in how you intro me or talk about me, because I'm not selling them online.
So you don't have an e-commerce component on your site anymore?
I can if I want to.
Right, but you don't
but
now.
For now, I don't need it, and I don't want it, so I left it out. And this service allows me to have that or not have it. It has, you know, I can post all my articles. I can email them to a friend. I can build a list. We were talking offline about email subscription services like both you and I have for our newsletters, our free newsletters.
But, Jeff, you're pretty savvy guy when it comes to tech stuff. What about the average person? Could the average person, how long would it take, how much of a learning curve? Would this be more or less of a learning curve, let's say, to learn about front page?
Oh, it'd be far, far, far less of a learning
curve.
It's almost like learning how to use PowerPoint.
Okay.
I mean, that's like
Which is pretty easy, folks, if you've never done it.
It's pretty easy. There's not a template wizard that'll run you through it, but when you get it set up, you go into, again, a password-protected area, an admin area, type in your user ID password. Up comes the screen, says, do you want to change your web design? Do you want to change your graphics? Mm-hmm. Do you want to change your information? Do you want
now,
to change
what about the content? Other? Where does the content reside with them?
It resides with I think they actually have it hosted by a third party.
Okay, but this is like this is basically an application service provider, right? An ASP.
This is exactly, it's an ASP. It's exactly what it is.
Folks, this is what they're doing is they're giving, you're going to be by the way, do they also do you the hosting?
They do the hosting. They're a package deal.
Including email client, including the email
Everything.
Server and all that?
Everything. It all goes through them. So inbound email comes through them to me and outbound and all this hosting.
Full service web services, I guess.
100%.
Yeah. From design to delivery. Stand by. Give us that website again, please.
Mine is chiefhomeofficer.com. Theirs is acrosoft.com.
We're going to talk about this some more when we come back. Stay with us. It's 20 after. Jeff Zabar is our guest. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And don't forget all the other things you can do there at my website, jbsba.com. Archives, articles. You can find lots of stuff that Jeffrey Zabar and I have done in the past and in the archives especially. And you can find all of his books there. You can find him in our resources section, or you can go to his site and find out all about him. And that's, as he said, chiefhomeofficer.com. Jeffrey, we're talking about another alternative to not only getting your website up, but to managing it and to keeping it fresh. You know, I talk a lot about, on the show, you and I've talked about putting content on your website, making it dynamic, making people want to come back the next week because maybe you got something new up there or you know, any kind of update about your industry and how people use the products that you sell and that sort of thing. And I suspect that you know, when we talk about that, we're sincere about that. I know we are, but I suspect that there are people who are frustrated because they're saying, well, yeah, I want to change my stuff, but how do I do that?
Right.
And what you're talking about, and of course, let me say this, folks. There are other people out there in the world who are making available what Jeffrey's talking about. He's found this company that he mentioned, we're going to mention again in a second, that he likes. And they're one of a number of companies, and what they do is they offer customized services for small businesses, and it's all web-based. And and they make it easy for you to be able to have this kind of control. And Jeffrey, this what you're talking about right now is the is one of the primary reasons the 21st century is the century of the entrepreneur. Putting this kind of power in the hands of a sole proprietor is powerful.
Right. And the key to this discussion is that, it was, as we said, I'm a writer. I'm not a graphic designer, so I needed someone to design my site, and I had to pay money for that. I'm not a technology guy, so I needed the company to turn on the site and enable the site, which took some money as well. Mm-hmm. It's about a $1,000 to $1,500 setup fee. You're going to pay that wherever you go.
Right.
And for part of that fee or a little bit more, they can design your site, or you can have a designer design your site. And frankly, anybody who wants to have a website anyway should be surfing the web and looking for sites that they like. Go to peers, ask peers what are some of the best sites. Because when I went to a designer, even though I had a site, they said, send us three or four sites that you like. You know, tell us what you like about those sites and what's going on. So, but I'm not a designer. I'm not a web guy, okay? But there's things that I can do that will keep me focused, that I can do in short order using this application, that allows me to get what I need to get done, and stay focused on what I do, which is writing. And that's all what all my site is about anyway, which is content. Now, if I were a graphic designer, I could design a beautiful site, but there may be, you know, I might have shortcomings in the propagating and putting out information on the site and things like that.
Well, one of the things, and another thing, Jeffrey, that I think we should point out, folks, is those of you know who have websites, and if you don't, you know, you've got the site itself, you've got the content, the design of the site, then you got the content that needs to be changing fairly regularly, then you've got the hosting of it, which is actually making it available from a server to the world on the internet, and then you've got your email server capability, and all that, and what you're saying is they've rolled all this into one, including the hosting, but they've also given you access to being able to not only change the content, but to move the design around a little bit.
Right. Exactly. And that for anybody who's ever suffered an issue with a webmaster who's gone AWOL, with the need to make a change on the fly on a Saturday, there's an error in something that's on my website, I need to change it, and got to wait till Monday morning, and then be one of the backlog of emails they got over the weekend. This makes a tremendous difference. And you're going to pay for it anyway. No matter where you go, you're going to pay hosting fees. Mm-hmm. You're going to pay for, change fees. Where this, obviously, we don't change.
What does this company charge to host?
The hosting can start at about $100 a month. But if
does
you
that
think
include
about
email?
That includes email. Okay. And then that can go up to significantly more depending on the volume of data and throughput you have. You know, if you're running videos or if you have a lot of data stored. I'm not sure what the size, the capacity you get for the fee. Right. And it starts there and works its way up. And again, there's a startup fee. And it can be anywhere from about $1,000 to $1,500.
And folks, if you've got a massive site, I mean, if you've got something...
If you got one like Jim Blasingame.
If you got a massive site and you I'm not saying that, I don't know that Jeff, that these are the people. You may want to have more direct control over it than, this sounds to me like Jeff at least, and maybe I'm wrong about this, Jeff, but it sounds to me like this is certainly for people who don't have hundreds and hundreds of pages. If you've got, what would you say, under 100 pages or something like that?
Well, it could be as robust as you need it to be.
Yeah.
But the other thing is if you don't have the need to make constant changes, if you're a plumber, if you're a contractor, if you're a consultant who needs a site or a page put up now, and it might never change, then this isn't for you.
Right.
You know, this is for somebody who's got a site is in the truest sense of the word, needs to be dynamic.
Right.
Needs
Jeff,
to have constant change.
Jeff, I got to stop you. Well done and well said today. What about, give us that website again, yours and theirs.
Mine is chiefhomeofficer.com, and there
is Acrosoft. And it was designed by Acrosoft, the Acrosoft capability.
Yes, it was.
Acrosoft.
They say powered by Acrosoft. Acrosoft.com.
Thank you, Jeff. See you later, buddy.
Jim, it's been great. Thanks for your time. It's been
wonderful. Jeffrey Zabar, right back, folks. 29 After. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.